You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. If you happen to be on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams, you'll be able to see that I am a man who can be, I can be susceptible to peer pressure.
You're swarming now.
I am in my Swarm City hoodie now.
Yeah.
Thank you to the anonymous person who brought these to us. But yeah, also just get on the live streams. There's a lot of people in there hanging out, chatting, getting themselves ready for this game.
They tailgating in there, man.
Yeah, yeah. Virtual tailgate is what we're gonna
get
call
your virtual
it.
Beer.
That's right. I see our guy.
Some of it is not virtual.
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair. I see our guy.
You ain't
got
to tell us that.
Rob says you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Yeah, that is technically true.
Post a beer emoji in there while you're in there.
That is technically correct. I don't believe that'll get you banned or anything, so go ahead and do that. I see you on the text line, though. Always a way to get involved, 713-572-4610. Man, my anxiety is all over the place. I feel you, just inherently. Somebody said, what's up, guys? Checking in from Pittsburgh. Apparently, it's cold and beautiful out there.
What's the vibe Texan, like out there,
Texans
man?
Texans fan everywhere, they said. So, hey, a lot of
salute
Texans
to the traveling Texans.
Yes, a lot of traveling Texans.
I saw Ultimate Steve out there, the Ultimate fan Steve.
Yep. Yeah.
830 says, I called into work. Loaded up the Madden, loaded up the coffee, loaded up 610, and maybe loaded up the Madden.
Let's go.
And maybe loaded up a bowl.
Yeah. Get your cereal in the morning. Sure, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. I feel like for those that have anxiety, I think that it's probably somewhat
medicinal.
That wasn't where I was going, but technically correct, which is, as we know, is the best kind of correct. But I think also, if you have anxiety in this game, I imagine a large portion of it is the Aaron Rodgers factor of it. Matt Burke talked Friday, apparently. I just forgot the weekend. But Friday about, you know, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of other things also. But if you can give me cut one here, Fig. This was Matt Burke talking to Assembly Media about how Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is performing right now at his age.
Yeah, still looks about the same. I mean, still has a deadly arm, probably. I would say, you know, over the years, and one of the biggest separating factors for me is just the accuracy. I mean, he can still put the ball, like, pinpoint wherever he wants it, back shoulder, down the field, over the top of someone, short, like, wherever he needs to place it, the ball's going to be there. So we got to be good in terms of our leverage and where our coverage responsibilities are, because he can still – it's a long handoff whenever he wants to put it down the field. So the accuracy is probably what is one of his most elite traits, I think.
It's a lot of respect for the quarterback there.
Well, the accuracy is what I've repeatedly said. I know he can't run. I mean, he can run a little bit, but he can't run like he used to. I know he can get susceptible to pressure, and that's where really the game, you know, largely is going to hinge on what Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson can do. But if he does get that quick throw off, or does have time to get a throw downfield, as he just put, outside shoulder or over the top, you know, whatever it may be, back shoulder, the accuracy is – it's the game.
Yeah, and
the accuracy is the game.
It makes sense as to why, just generally, but in particular, the message has been we need to be where we need to be. We need to be on our P's and Q's to be where we need to be, because an accurate quarterback will take any slight mispositioning and they will make you pay for that. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of this might be pouring it on thick in respect for Aaron Rodgers, but you don't want to take those chances. Mm-hmm. That brings me to one of the few places where you might have some questions, and that's not even really the right way of saying it. It's just the words that come to mind as I get there about this second safety spot. How are you feeling knowing that it might be Jalen Reed or Kayvon Wallace in that spot, or maybe even a little bit of both, depending on how things go?
It probably will be a little of both, won't it? I'm guessing there would be some.
I don't know. I think they tend to, when they put someone out there, they tend to trust them. Even Jalen Reed, once he got out there, they let him handle the responsibilities like a big boy.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's what the Aaron Rodgers and the offensive coaches are trying to exploit right now. I think, you know, one of the big stories in Pittsburgh is Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, has been underutilized. He's really good, and that he's kind of been underutilized. Maybe that's one of the curveballs they throw. You know, they try to exploit that to keep the safeties honest. Maybe it's just, you know, in breakers or whatever it may be. But yeah, it's a factor. It's a big factor with Jalen Reed not having a ton of experience, 7 games. And then, you know, who knows after that how it's going to play out.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting. But Nick Cayley was also asked about, Matt Burke, defense coordinator for your Houston Texans, asked about one of the things that I'm actually most interested in, asked about the running backs, but particularly what makes Jalen Warren effective as a runner, but also as a pass catcher.
Yeah, both backs are really good. Warren, really good contact balance, low to the ground, like just really runs through tackles, steps out of a lot of tackles. You know, I think both of them game well, obviously, like their leading receiver from a catch standpoint, just systematically, like they just like to get those guys in space. So, you know, the outside zone run game, trying to get on the perimeter, and then just in the screen game, the quick game, the check down, the swing passes, like they just design those guys to get the ball in space and take some one-on-one shots. So really going to be obviously just in the run game in particular, like setting edges and holding our perimeter and tackling well. And then just trying to take up some of that space when they're trying to get them out. I mean, they're just trying to design those guys to get into space and get the ball in their hands and make them work. So really trying to take some of that space away.
We've talked, in fact, in the last segment about it's going to be a quarterback making a play ultimately. And I do believe that. But part of that is which team has the most success running the ball, because there's going to be some play action opportunities, maybe some, you know, a half step closer to the line of scrimmage, a linebacker or something. And make rest assured, the Steelers, just like the Texans, are going to try to run the ball a lot.
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. That answer that Matt Burke just gave is one of the places where I am most confident in this game.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers do depend a lot on getting the ball out to their playmakers and letting them, you know, do things yards after the catch.
Yeah.
Kenny Gainwell is going to get a lot of those. In fact, like I am looking into this game, and if I was a betting man, I'd be looking at Kenneth Gainwell receptions.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Getting the ball. You mentioned Freiermuth, maybe he gets it, but specifically, mm-hmm. if you're talking about a tight end, Jonnu Smith, they like doing that with. Warren will do the same. But I feel incredibly confident about this Texans defense and their competence in identifying triggering quickly, getting there, and then also wrapping up swarming.
Tackling is it, too.
And tackling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tackling.
And so you talk about running backs, screens, things of that nature. Kamari Lassiter is a name that comes up on identifying, shedding blocks, getting to the tackle. Sheldon Rankins is a name that comes up, identifying screens, mm-hmm. getting out there, helping, you know, shedding blocks, making tackles. The linebackers all trigger like hellhounds, getting downhill, making tackles. We saw it even in this past game with Henry Toto. We've seen it with Jalen Petrie. They have so much at that kind of second level, so to say, but even the first level, that are really good at attacking those types of plays. And that's bread and butter for what the Steelers team does. I feel like it's somewhat foundational for what they do. If you're talking about it where that's a heft of their offense, and I like your matchup there, I don't know that they can make enough explosive plays to make up for it. Now, of course, it requires you to be on your P's and Q's down in, down out.
You mentioned the two most important things when it comes to those types of plays, identifying and then triggering.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one thing that the Texans, and really over the course of the season, we've seen it get better. I mean, because early in the season, we kind of wondered about tackling a little bit here and there. And maybe they were exploited in that 0-3 start with those types of missed tackles, breaking through tackle. They've gotten a lot better through that. Sheldon Rankins had a very memorable one that we talked about where he identified it almost at the snap of the ball and attacked. Same thing with Petrie, you know, could yep. do that, and Lassiter.
And then we talked about the explosive. DK Metcalf is one of those guys, right? Matt Burke is cut 4. How does DK Metcalf alter coverage for you?
You know, he's a really good player, obviously. I think just like, again, I think I talked maybe a couple weeks ago that someone asked about Nico, you know what I mean, just in terms of like even being in phase with him and being, quote, covered or being on him, like he can still go make those plays, obviously can out muscle you, outwork you, can go up and get the ball. So like he just opens up those sort of plays for them and really reopens some of their playbook. So going to be a good challenge to try to slow down his explosive plays for sure.
And shots, you know, there's going to be a few shots both sides. Nico with CJ and DK Metcalf with Aaron Rodgers. At some point, it's going to be both these quarterbacks are going to just say screw it and take that shot to one of those guys. It's just a matter of how you play it.
Yeah, and I like the Texans' chances of handling up on that.
Yeah,
but we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, somebody asked, and we'll probably have time to circle back around to it. Maybe have a more in-depth conversation about it. The idea of, I just want to see Aaron Rodgers and his goofy helmet thrown around. I've seen people ask who's going to get the first sack. I am intrigued to see how much this game ends up actually having sacks and how much of this game is pressures where the ball gets out.
Pressures, I think, is going to be the story.
I think so as well. Like, yeah. I think this might be another one of those, because we had a number of these types of games during the course of the regular season for the Texans where we go in and we go, oh, man, Geno Smith done been sacked 10 times, 50, 11 times, and so there's going to be a whole bunch of them when you get into the game. And that's not actually how the game plays out.
Yeah.
But if there's pressure, I think you're doing your job. Also because sacks aren't entirely incumbent upon the defense and the offensive line. The quarterback also matters, and I think Aaron Rodgers has done a lot of getting the ball out quick. And it'll be, I think, a question to be answered in this at all is just, how comfortable is Aaron Rodgers with holding on to the football in this game? Because that can dictate a lot of this and whether they're even capable or looking to take some of these shots that we're worried about.
Totally.
Lot more within this game. But just some of the conversation that we heard from Matt Burke, the defense coordinator of this team, on the weekend. There's more stuff to hear from this, and so keep it locked with us here on Sports Radio 610 as we gear up for this wild card playoff matchup between your Texans and the Steelers. In fact, coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, and we're gonna keep it football related. What do you want to see tonight? And maybe what do you fear you'll see tonight? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.